Stop wasting time arguing over inconsequentials.
Jared grabbed the cloth over Jaden's left shoulder and clenched it into a tight fist.
You're not inconsequential. Not to me.
Jaden touched his hand.
In this battle I am. They won't kill me. Now go. Save as many of the others as you can.
Jericho didn't know what to make of their confrontation as Jared pulled Jaden into his arms and held him close and tight. The way they held each other, they were either brothers or lovers, or really close friends.
I will fix this,
Jared said, releasing him.
Somehow I'm going to make this right. I swear to you.
Jaden shoved him away.
Damn it, go!
Jericho turned his attention to Phobos, who had Dimas cradled in his arms.
He's alive, Phobos said.
Barely. Get him out of here.
Phobos didn't argue. He teleported out immediately. Jared was another matter. He lingered as if he couldn't bear to leave Jaden. Guilt, fear, and pain were clearly etched onto his face. But as a rush of demons assaulted them, Jericho's attention was turned from Jared to survival. He clotheslined the first Gallo to reach him, then grabbed the next one. They rolled to the ground. Jericho punched him hard in the face before he rose to catch the next one who was descending on him. He blasted that one back with his powers, but not before the demon delivered a blast of his own. It caught him hard in the chest and sent him reeling. Jared cut the demon down with one fierce sword stroke. As Jericho rose to his feet, he felt a chill down his spine. Noir was here. He sensed it even before the god appeared in the room, 3 feet from him. Noir tisked him as he raked him with a repugnant glare.
You have no idea what you've started.
Jericho sneered at him.
Neither do you, asshole. All you had to do was play nice with me, but you thought it would be more fun to kick me around, drug me, and turn on me. Bad move on your part.
Noir laughed.
Turning on you is what people do best. Haven't you learned that yet? You have no friends. You have nothing.
Against his will, an image of Delphine went through his mind.
Her?
Noir said derisively as if he could read his thoughts.
Delphine doesn't care about you. She was sent by Zeus to either seduce you to their cause or kill you.
Those words slammed into him.
It couldn't be. She wouldn't do that. She was above it.
Oh, it's true,
Noir insisted.
Ask Jaden.
Jericho turned to look at Jaden, who then glanced away as if he couldn't bear to tell him the truth.
Noir laughed. You're such a gullible fool. So much for the brave Kratos. You're pathetic. You sacrificed yourself for a woman who betrayed you, one who will always betray you. She is nothing, and neither are you.
Pain shredded Jericho's abdomen.
Looking down, he saw the sword that Noir had stabbed him with.
Noir grabbed his chin, holding it in a tight grip before he jerked the sword out. Jericho gasped at the raw fire that ripped through him.
I should have known you'd be nothing but a waste of time. So much for commanding my army.
Jericho staggered back as Jared ran forward to attack. The two of them went at each other like titans. Jaden started for him.
Stay out of it, maggot,
Noir warned. Jaden didn't listen, but as soon as he reached Jericho's side, a light flashed, one that pierced Jaden, lifting him off his feet to pin him to the wall like some sort of sick lab experiment. Jaden cried out in pain as he glared at Noir.
If I ever get this collar off, you are so fucking dead!
Those words barely registered in Jericho's mind as he tried to use his powers to heal himself. It didn't work.
How could that be?
Grimacing, he tried again. And again, nothing happened. Noir shot a blast at him that sizzled over his body.
You're pathetic.
Jericho tried to stand, but something knocked him back down. He armored his body. Not even that helped. Jared couldn't get to Noir. Azura had flashed in to block his way. The two of them locked swords and clashed as Noir stalked toward Jericho.
I'm not going to die like this.
By all the power in the source, he wouldn't go down in this hellhole. Noir stabbed him through the back, pinning him to the floor.
Oh, did I miss your heart?
Jericho hissed as Noir jerked the sword out of his spine. Rolling, he tried to kick him off. It was useless. He closed his eyes and summoned all the power he could from the source. Noir laughed at him.
You didn't really think we'd fully restored your powers, did you?
He stabbed him through the chest, narrowly missing his heart. Jericho cried out in pain. Twisting the sword, Noir yanked it out.
This time, I won't miss.
He plunged it down. Just as it would have struck him, a blur whizzed past Jericho, catching Noir about the waist and knocking him away.
It was Delphine.
She manifested a staff and used it to drive him back. Jericho was in awe of her as she engaged Noir as an equal. Every time he lunged, she parried and struck a fresh blow. Her movements were a symphony of grace and agility, and her successful hits were pissing Noir off. She planted the staff on the ground, then used it to vault her entire weight into Noir's stomach. He grunted, falling back. Delphine rushed back to Jericho.
Hold on, baby,
she breathed, before she teleported him to Ash's home in Katateros, the Atlantean heaven realm. He lay on the floor with Delphine above him, her brow knitted in worry. Noir's words rang in his ears.
Was everything about